This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico's social study standards haven't been fully overhauled in 20 years, even though the state says best practice is to do so every decade. It's happening now, guided by a team of 64 New Mexico educators with an eye towards making lessons more culturally relevant. A group of students is informing the process, too. High school junior Ivan Torres is walking the halls of VSU Cleveland High School in Rio Rancho.
Many stairs. My school is this wonderful building that also wonderfully stresses everyone out at the same time.
He's part of a team that consults with education officials and shares their expertise as students with marginalized identities.
Saying, okay, this is what we've seen, this is what can be improved, this is how it's like as a student, not just from an educational or policy perspective, but a real life perspective of what it's going to look like in the classroom.
Torres mostly attended Title I schools in Albuquerque, and as a Hispanic student, he says he's seen firsthand the disparities brought to light by the 2018 Yazzie Martinez lawsuit. Revamping outdated social studies standards is part of complying with the judge's ruling that New Mexico provides an insufficient education to some students. Torres's group, Diversify Our Narrative, is contributing to the effort.
To sadly say, racism exists in today's education system, and it's time to root it out. It's time to give a fair and accurate education for all students, no matter what background you come from, of what truly happened in our state.
Torres says including ethnic and cultural studies in public school lessons will impact him and his peers well beyond the classroom.
It's something you carry with you for the rest of your life. It informs your own life choices. You learn how prejudice and injustice was latent in our history and how we can move forward from that.
Jacqueline Costales, the state's division director for curriculum and instruction, says the most significant change is the addition of two content areas, inquiry and ethnic, cultural, and identity studies.
Can they see themselves both in history and in the future of the country? And for our kindergarten students, can they see themselves just in their classroom conversations?
She says diverse representation can have far-reaching effects.
Students who can bring their full selves to the table in their learning are actually able to perform higher in their academics because they've developed a sense of identity, wellness, and a sense of who they are in relationship to their community.
The state Republican Party and numerous public commenters raised issues with what they're calling critical race theory being integrated into New Mexico classrooms, echoing a national trend of protests over teaching about race and culture in K-12 schools. Costales says critical race theory is primarily used in higher education to study law and policy, and PED agrees that it should not be taught to K-12 students. But she adds CRT is not in the proposed standards. Plus, she emphasized that districts, educators, and parents will have significant control over the curricula, including textbooks.
How it comes to life in a lesson plan and what specifically will be the academic objective related to that standard is created at the local level.
A deputy secretary with the Education Department told lawmakers that they received over 2,700 pages of written feedback in the expanded 46-day public comment period, which concluded this month with over 5 hours of spoken comment at a public meeting online. Costales says the department is taking the feedback seriously as they begin revisions.
I'm going to trust our educators that have volunteered to participate in this process to really have that debate with each other and to get to a middle ground that's representative of that feedback.
Superintendents and others requested more time to implement the new standards after they're adopted, so the rollout has been pushed out to the 2023-24 school year. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.